There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, now here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Love to talk to you. Text line and the phone line at 343-0106, 343-0106. Plus, you can always leave me a talkback message by using the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's free. It's a very cool app, and one of the many features on there, that microphone icon lets you press the button, record a message, email it to the show. All right, a lot to do on today's show. Coming up in hour number two, April Marie Fogle, who filled in for me on Friday. Big thanks to her for that. We'll get her on to talk about news of the day, and we'll do that with you this hour. Before we get into, you know, we've got the committee meeting going on Capitol Hill right now, where the now acting director of the Secret Service, the one who took over for Cheadle, right, who resigned, is getting to answer a bunch of questions from political, and some of them are very valid. Some of them are people trying to get something recorded for a for a campaign ad in the future or something like that. But we'll get into this questions about bandwidth and all that later on in this hour. Plus, the new strike against J.D. Vance and maybe Republicans at all, that you're weird. Coming from Democrats, I find this rich. We'll analyze what has been said and where it came from, too, because there's an article out there like, I don't know where this idea came from. I know exactly where it came from, who was saying it first, and we'll talk about that in this hour as well. So that's all coming up, plus the Supreme Court, as President Biden yesterday was talking about term limits for Supreme Court, members of the Supreme Court. Now, of course, this is different. I thought when he was going to mess with the Supreme Court, it was going to be increasing the size of the Supreme Court, which has been a thing that the left has wanted to do for a long time. Hell, why not make it 100 members of SCOTUS? You know, you won't have any 5-4 votes. It'll be 55, 45, whatever. But no, it's a term limit thing. We'll talk about it. I'd like to hear from you on that as well. Before we go into those stories, though, the thing that happened yesterday while we were on the air, and several of y'all were down there within eyeshot of where this man was dangling off the RSA tower and were, hitting us up on the text line. And then the news cameras got out there. And we talked about it through the little bit in the 1 o'clock hour on yesterday's show. Here's a recap of, and I know Dan and Dalton, if you want to go check the podcast, did an in-depth dive, almost at a podcast level research into what happened yesterday with the window washer at the RSA tower. But here's what we know as of a post here. A story at WKRG.com. It said, what was a normal Monday afternoon at work for Jared Cooper? And I don't know if it's a Cooper or a Cooper. I'm not sure. It's a Cooper. It could be one or the other. So it's either Jared Cooper or Cooper. I don't know how you pronounce it, Jared. Quickly changed after he was left dangling hundreds of feet in the air while cleaning the windows of the RSA tower. And he said it was a 50-50 shot, so I was going to lock or not. And when it locked, it was okay. Well, here we go. Just another day. Should have seen it coming. This is what he said yesterday in the interview.
Got out there, started having issues with my equipment. Said, well, it'll smooth out, and it always does. This time, it did not. And I started feeling it catching when I was trying to descend on the upper levels. And so, okay, well, smooths out. Not what I'll deal with it when it comes time.
So and the equipment, too. I have not seen a picture. I don't know if it was mechanical or a... Forget how to pronounce that word. We learned that knot in Scouts, Prusik knot, something like that, using for like a belay system. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's mechanical or not, but he said it's smoothed out. But this is the creepy thing. Here, when he said this, and hearing his words, Jared Cooper saying, the night before, he had an uneasy feeling.
I had a feeling something was going to happen last night. Something just told me. And then today, I just thought, it's just probably just nerves. Just another job.
So he has a premonition on this the night before. Have you ever had that, like, strange premonitions, and have you reacted to them or not? That something isn't right, something's weird, I may need to delay when I leave or take another flight or not grab that last hamburger under the heat lamp, whatever it is. Have you had a premonition about something and then it comes true? Says Cooper works for the Squeegee Squad, window cleaning company based in Mobile. This week was his first time cleaning the RSA Tower. He said he had an odd feeling the night before, and we talked about that. All right, so when we caught the story yesterday, he was stuck. It was 450 feet in the air, kind of the area, the last of the regular portions of the RSA structure before it necks down, and then you have the gigantic cone up top to make it the tallest building in Alabama. And it says here, while dangling hundreds of feet in the air, Cooper said all he could do was wait for help to arrive, and that help was from the Mobile Fire Rescue Department. And I said yesterday, let's get the name of the rescuer, and I would like to get the name of the rest. It wasn't just the person belaying down to get him. It was the rest of the crew, too, with MFRD, but Captain Robert Brown. All right, remember that. Robert Brown, if you know him, I give him an attaboy. Captain Robert Brown went up the tower and lowered himself down to get Cooper. After successfully attaching or getting his attachment on Cooper, they both crawled back in through a open window. So there it is. So congratulations, first of all, to Captain Robert Brown. Well done, sir. And to the unnamed members, because I know there were other members of Mobile Fire Rescue that were up there that made this happen. Good job. Y'all got a story now, don't you? I know y'all got many stories, but that one is something. And then it said in the interview, Cooper plans to go back to work today, Tuesday. Good on you. You know, if you, I mean, you're talking about falling off a horse. I mean, if you almost fall off a building, you got to get right back on. So that story caught a lot of attention yesterday. I do wonder this, when we will be, and I don't know if it's possible, but I know they use drones in the radio business. So the crews that have to climb radio towers, right? Like the tower, our tower is 500 feet tall. There's 1,000-foot towers in the area. Elsewhere, there are 2,500-foot towers. And these crews that climb them are something. They got to go rung by rung, climbing and clipping in and unclipping and clipping in and climbing and clipping in the whole way up. Know of a person, it's been years ago, people in this business who are listening to me right now know who I'm talking about, fell to his death on a climb like that. People have started using drones to do inspections, because going up, you have an antenna and a tower, right? We have these towers, and the antennas are up on top of the towers, and then you have transmission lines, and there's a lot of stuff to do up on the towers, so you have to do inspections regularly. The FCC requires these inspections. We have a lot of rules around that. There are companies now using drones to do those inspections instead of having to put human beings up there. I wonder, seriously, is there drone technology out there to clean windows? Like, have one that's spraying the cleaner and one that's, I don't know. But it's, I wonder if that's after a close call like yesterday, if people are thinking about that. So yeah, there's an update on that story. And let's see. People are talking about that. Yeah, was it? Vince said he needed a figure eight. It's a safety descending device. Yeah. But was he running mechanical vents with a figure eight backup? What was he doing? I know I'm probably one of the, actually I'm not. Maybe in media, I'm the person that cares. I think there's probably a lot of us nerds out there go, I wonder what they run. Because I got different kind of things. I mean, those of us in a very small, nowhere near the extreme world of this Jared Cooper and the people doing this, but those of us that use, you know, safety harnesses and relay systems going up and down for tree stands, the older I get, I've been a lot more serious about that. You know how some of those knots work. Like that'll tighten down when they're coming down with pressure on it, will loosen going up. Or you know, some of these have a mechanical deal in it. I have a lineman's belt system that uses a mechanical claw thing to grab the rope. It holds you, and then you can put pressure on it and release it. I wonder what they're doing. Thank you, Lloyd said there is a window washing drone. Cool. So somebody's already ahead of me. As always, I thought I had a real cool idea, Lloyd, but I need to go Google that. I need to see those at work. I think that's pretty awesome. All right. So there's the yesterday's wrap up on the window washer, and I really like the fact you want to talk about a flex going back to work the next day. Good for him. Good for him. Instead of saying, "Well, I need to get some, you know, time off and counseling and all that," I'm going to go back to work tomorrow. I bet you he checked all his equipment 10 times. That's for sure. All right, onto the SCOTUS thing. I think this is of interest. As I was wondering when they were intimating that President Biden was going to come out with comments about changes to the Supreme Court, I thought it might have been more of what the Democrats have said in the past of increasing the number of justices. And, so we can't get enough people on there. We'll just have more justices and more chances to appoint people to the Supreme Court. It was not that. It was to term limit Supreme Court. And I think this is, while this is, if you look right now, it's a political thing because it was mentioned by President Biden. So if you go by the rules of the discussion out there, if you're a Democrat, you have to think it's a good idea. If you're a Republican, you have to think it's a bad idea. I think this is a fair one to discuss. Now, do I see the angle on it? Of course I see the angle on it because of the success that Trump had putting members of the Supreme, conservative members, most of the time, on the Supreme Court, or constitutionalists on the Supreme Court. But should there be a term limit? Now, this would be a change. Our founders didn't think there should be, right? The founders set it up without, it would be a lifetime appointment. But to play the game, you could say, you know, people didn't live as long back then. So maybe they thought it was lifetime appointment didn't mean the same. It says that Biden's proposal would limit justices to 18-year terms. They said a system that Biden says would make nominations more predictable, less arbitrary, and reduce the chances that a single president could shape the court for generations to come. Well, 18 years is some shaping, right? For sure. But what do you do then? Because one of the ideas that the founders had, and number one, they may not have seen lifetime meaning as much time, but it was also about Supreme Court justices not being politicians, not being worried about the winds of political opinion on a given year, a given 2 year, a given 5 year period. Right. As it says, this was on the, and Fox News is taking them to account, saying this is still on the White House website. But then White House officials are saying this is a holdover from what the Trump administration had. It said on the White House website about Supreme Court justices, judges and justices serve no fixed term. They serve until their death, retirement, or conviction by the Senate. By design, this insulates them from the temporary passions of the public and allows them to apply the law with only justice in mind and not electoral or political concerns. I like that. I like that part. Now, the White House is saying that, they didn't put that up. It was a holdover still on the website from when President Trump was in office, which brings me to this question. It's y'all's website now, right? You wouldn't change that if you don't agree with it? But you have stuff on the way. Like if you have a window washing company and you have an old post on your website or an old address or something like that, that's one thing. If you're at the White House, at whitehouse.gov, and you're trying to explain what this administration believes, what their ideas are, you think it may be week one or two, not here at the end of your 4 years, week one or two, you'd change the language. Like, hey, let's go through the website and look at our contact list or our location or whatever is up to date on there. But what do you think? 18 years is what they're suggesting, a term for a Supreme Court justice. Now, that is, I think, if they said it was 4 years or 6 years or 8 years, most people, I think, would react. I think would react like I would and say, nah, that does leave them open to politics. We want our Supreme Court. We want that branch of government, especially at the top, to be protected, even though you look in the lower, in the judicial branch, how much it's been used politically. But maybe at the top, there's some insulation from that. The Supreme Court justice can have a decision that enrages conservatives or enrages, liberals, but they keep their job. That they can judge their conscience, right? Not the political winds out there. But 18 years, is that good? Do we leave it as it is? Do we want to change what the founders had set up with this top of the judicial branch? So we'll get your text on that and calls at 343-0106. Plus, when we come back from the news, we'll also talk about this new angle here, the Harris campaign, in between raking in big money last week. I mean, monster money. They also started spinning that Republicans, and specifically J.D. Vance, are weird. That is weird. So their campaign strategy is not Orange Man bad, but Orange Man and Vance weird. And these are liberals saying this. Fascinating.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, looking at this graphic, this Chiron on one of the screens here in the opulent FM Talk 106.5 studios. Take a deep breath here. IDF, and doing what IDF has to do, I get it. But they're striking back inside Lebanon against Hezbollah. For Hezbollah's attack. You know, that has been one of the biggest worries this whole time. Of Hamas is one thing, but Hezbollah, like if Hamas is Iran's cousin, the way I feel, Hezbollah is like their brother. And will Iran pipe on, you know, pop off here again? I pray that we find peace there in the Levant as well as in Ukraine. I don't know right now how it happens. You talking about this ceasefire deal going on that they're negotiating, but how long can that last? How long can it last? Who's going to say, okay? I mean, it's Hatfields and McCoys, right? I mean, but that bunch of hillbillies didn't stop till there were almost nobody left to get. You see this in the stupid, senseless handgun violence in our cities here in Mobile, right? That this gang, this group shoots somebody else. Instead of them going and working with police, they, you know, snitches get stitches, and then they go out and shoot the other person, and then they shoot a person for shooting that person, and it never ends. And in the middle of it are the good people that get wrapped up in this. But of course, I have no real opinion there. To the text line here. All right, Vince, he keeps a figure eight on his harness as a backup. Well said. He said, mechanicals are great until they fail or stick. They are. I need to go put some WD on mine before I start climbing trees again this fall. Yeah, funny. Texter says here, be hard for Jared to take off with the Biden inflation going on. So even though he had that day up on top of the tower yesterday, you got to go back to work. Yeah, this texter says, Sean, they have drones that clean windows, but the FAA only allows them to go up to 110 feet or 11 stories due to the weight they are carrying. Yeah, I thought about that too, unnamed texter. Once you read, I mean, I didn't think about it until you texted me, but I went through the class to get the commercial drone license, drone pilot license. My buddy, old buddy, who's now in Tampa doing great TV work, JB Buino, and I, and Brad Gunther, who's also in the TV world here, the three of us went, and they let us sit together in the drone class to get our commercial, because it would let us fly drones inside the city of Mobile. You know, there's only a small strip inside the city of Mobile, very small, where you could fly drones without a license, because you have the footprint of Mobile Regional Airport and the Mobile International Airport, Brooklyn. Those areas covered most of Mobile, and there are rules inside inside those for flying drones because they are in the air traffic zone. Let's see here. Mike says, what happened the last time we changed? No, it's not loading. There we go. What happened last time we changed the Constitution for political purposes? The Senate being appointed by the states, how did that work out? Mike, do you know that I have, did you know ahead of time, or were you just on the same page? I have a fascination with that. We talked in the past how the Senate used to be our ambassadors to the federal government, in so many words, that they were there. I mean, they were like not a foreign delegation, but a state delegation going to there. Yes, and it has changed. Let's see. Ed says Sean Biden might get more traction if he adds the Senate and the House of Representatives to 18 years each. No. Let's not do that. Jerry in Fort Morgan said it's all mechanical systems. Sean, please remind the folks who use safety harnesses and tree stands to also use safety stirrups. Suspension trauma will cause severe injuries if you're in a harness for an extended period. Yeah, Jerry, those old safety belts we used to have in tree stands, they give you with your tree stand, like, here you go. It's just a belt that go around the tree and a belt that go in around your waist. So as I've aged, I wear, when I'm in a climber, which is not as much as it used to be, I wear one of those. So I think mine's a hunter safety system with all the, it's a full vest and the stirrup you step through, and it's a pain to take with you, but it gives you some, gives you a chance if you fall that you're not going to get your blood cut off or your hips broken. All right, be right back. More Midday Mobile.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, and time to telephonically check in with my man, Blaine Price at Paris Tractor in Robertsdale. Blaine, I was on the tractor, I don't know, nine hours over the weekend, a couple hours yesterday afternoon, getting stuff up. We were working on dove fields and chufa fields and all that, and then not long from now, people will be getting their deer patches ready. Man, it's tractor season.
Absolutely, Sean. We got plenty of them in stock right now, and that's the big hype right now. Everybody talking about the dove fields, so... We've got all the implements in stock, tractors in stock. Kubota's still offering the zero interest financing, so come see us for sure.
Now that also, you still run the deal that if they get the tractor, the tractor and equipment combo, yes, and you get the trailer, how does that? What do you have to get the trailer?
So we're running a special right now on our L Series tractors, and we can form it into any model. But you buy a tractor, a loader with two implements, say a bush hog and a disc. You get that trailer, that 7x20 pipe top trailer for free. All that qualifies for that zero interest financing through Kubota, which just kind of help it form up into a package deal.
Okay. So that's the deal, y'all, when you call Blaine to get that deal. And also, how are you looking in the rental world right now?
We've got plenty of stock in rental. You know, if you're looking to go to the hunting camp, you don't own a tractor, you got a small piece of property that you hunt on, We've got the tractors, the discs, the bush hogs to help you get those deer plots planted. But we also got skid steers, excavators, dump trailers, man lifts, scissor lifts, a little bit of everything in rental. So if any little project that you need a hand with, a certain piece of equipment, definitely stop by, see us, or give us a call. We'll be happy to help. And like I say, I tell everybody, we got something for everyone. You don't have to be a big commercial contractor to rent from us. We've got something for the small homeowners as well.
Yeah, that's for sure. And makes those weekend projects go a lot more easy. Tell folks, you said to call you, how they call you, how they find you.
Our phone number is 251-947-4171. We're right here in the middle of Robertsdale, Paris Tractor on Highway 59. Come by, see us. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturdays, 8 to noon.
Good stuff, Blaine. We'll be talking soon.
Thanks, Sean.
All right. There goes Blaine from Paris Tractor in Robertsdale. And it's a side note off the discussion of knots, but I like this. So, Robert, former rock climber. Robert, I need to know why you're a former rock climber. What happened? Why are you for? Said, hey, Sean, the mechanical device you're talking about is an ascender. Okay, so that's the... See, now I have the names for these things I have. So they have the internal cam that locks the rope. Figure eights, Persic knots, and my favorite, air traffic controllers. I don't know that knot. Now I have to learn, is air traffic controller a knot, or is that a mechanical? Said, all have limited use except for the Persic knot, the only control of the fall and do not allow for upper movement. And then Robert went on to say, limiting the terms of Supreme Court is not a good idea. Robert, this is a fresh idea. And all the discussion I saw on this yesterday online and heard this morning, Robert says, limiting the terms of the Supreme Court is not a good idea. What would the retired justices do? They would become lobbyists for court cases. Not good at all. Robert, I hadn't thought about that angle of it. Let's see here. And Supermom says, oh, on the weird thing, are these the same liberals that don't know what the definition of a woman is? I believe some of those. Yeah, those liberals. Call me weird. I'm fine with that. Libs are also saying Vance wears eyeliner, and that makes him a closeted gay. Okay. I'm just like, it's funny when, it depends on the kind of conservative, right? But when something like that gets thrown, I love it when somebody like that comes at me online. He goes, well, you such and such, and like, yeah, I don't care. You know, it was something on that line. They're like, well, yeah, well, this person you know, thinks this thing's okay. They got a gay friend or something. Like, good, cool, okay. They just don't know how to. They don't know. They don't know how to react to that. But we'll get to the weird thing here in a second. But also on the Supreme Court. So yeah, the 18 years. People say the 18 years. Yes, one term, 18 years. This is a suggestion. I think it's worth discussion, but it's not what the founders were looking for, right? The founders, and I'll play devil's advocate. I'd love to do this, to say, well, the founders didn't know that people would live so long or something like that. I don't know. I like the idea, even, and ask yourself too, be fair. So if you're conservative, and let's say there had been an appointment of three liberal judges on the Supreme Court, right? So some of these decisions that have happened lately would not have gone like you wanted them to. Which is, and there are, you know, I've pointed out that people are like, sometimes these conservative justices don't make decisions the way we want them, and they're weak or whatever. And there have been liberal justices that side with the Republicans on some things. So there is a mix of that. Is that protect? Would you be pushing for 18 years or stacking the court or doing if those decisions didn't go your way? Or is it true that you believe, like I believe I do? I believe the idea of protecting those justices from the winds of political change year to year is a good thing. I want them to adhere to the Constitution. What makes our republic great? The people are okay. The documents and the words are fan-flippin-tastic. And I want somebody that respects that. And sometimes it's not what you want when they interpret, you know, make a decision. You're like, I don't like that, but it's constitutional. And you got to go, well, they're doing their job, right? They're doing their job on that. Okay, more not talk over here. I like that. We'll do another show. Maybe we'll do a podcast all about not talks. We could do the, we do that in Scouts. How many times do you use a square knot a week? I use a square knot a good bit. In a bowling, yeah. Let's see. Billy from downtown Fowl River said, hey, sir, mi esposa de Venezuela is doing a lot of crying and a lot of praying. Do you think there's any chance of taking that dictator out? She's been able to get two sisters and one brother here from a big Catholic family. So, Billy, I was talking about that, and I always like hearing from Billy. I was talking about that yesterday. The number of people that I know is very anecdotal. A group of people I know, Venezuelans that live here, they've been here for quite a while. I know some people have talked to me yesterday, said, yeah, there's, because there, I think 7.7 million Venezuelans have left since Maduro took power there. I don't know how many came to the United States, how many places, you know, how many went to other countries, how many are here. The idea of taking the dictator out, I don't know, when you heard Blinken, I think that was yesterday or Sunday, yeah, I think it's yesterday, when I think Blinken said, well, you know, number one, we're not recognizing the elections, and European Union countries aren't either. But he was then paraphrasing a day removed here. I was talking about his disappointment in the way the vote came out. I heard two things. I heard what you and I would probably agree with, Billy, right? That it's, and you see the stories coming out now, that it really was rigged for Maduro. He's a totalitarian, even though there's an election. I mean, it's like, there's elections in Russia, too, right? There's an election, he wins. You wonder how much also we had our fingers on the scale. Hearing Blinken talk about that, almost in between his words, I could hear, listen, we were using all the power of the CIA to make the election come out like we wanted to, like we do in other countries, and this time it didn't happen. So I don't know what they're going to do to – the people have got to take the dictator out, right? The people. What happens, Billy? They tried it through a vote right now. We'll go back to that story maybe tomorrow as there's more information coming on online on that. That the opposition had like 2-1 votes over Maduro, but Maduro, you know, the official election results show him winning with just a small margin, 51% there. What can be done there? The people are going to have to, it's going to have to be the will of the people. Let's see. Dirt Digger says if it was me on that building yesterday, they would have to have an 18-wheeler of glass cleaner. Thank MFRD for what y'all do for the community. God bless y'all. This texture, couldn't them bunch of clowns down there on the city council voted to maybe do a lot of upgrades and remodeling to the Civic Center instead of planning to demolish the place? Okay, so Texter, we've talked about that. We can go back if you get time. You could just search Civic Center in our podcast tab, and we've done so many shows on that. There were reasons, and I agree with your frustration on that, but they went through it. I don't have time today, but it all started with, if they made X number of changes to the Civic Center, it would kick in, they would fall out of the grandfathered clause, right? So, and the air conditioning was one thing, but there were other, if they some percentage of change down there at the Civic Center, if they would have done that, it would have kicked in ADA compliance and a bunch of modernization things that would have cost so much more than just fixing those things you're talking about, the upgrades and remodeling. And so therefore, it made it to where it was kind of a jump ball whether you spend all that money on the current structure or if you're that close in money, you not build a new venue. So that's the short of it. There's we can go in those podcasts or we can do it on a further show. Maybe when I get Dale Leash on Thursday, we'll go back through. But there are reasons there. They couldn't. So just on surface, you would say, yeah, why didn't you just do the remodeling? Well, you remodel just enough, you lose your grandfather and clause there, and you have to go in and make very big changes. Right. So we'll continue to talk about that, the Supreme Court thing throughout the show, the 18 years. Now the weird thing. Let's get the weird thing started. And Supermom was talking about this on the text line. So the weird. How do I go? Please tell me when the left started having a problem with weird. I mean, what this is, the Harris campaign going with the weird thing. The Democrats are attacking J.D. Vance and all Republicans now as being weird. I guess, you know, if it's something that can be used against you, use it against your opponent out there. So the story, AP says this. Vice President Kamala Harris and her Democratic allies are emphasizing a new line of criticism against Republicans, branding Donald Trump and his running mate Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as weird. The Democrats are applying the label with gusto in interviews and online, notably to Vance's comments on abortion and his previous suggestion that political leaders who didn't have biological children really don't have a direct stake in the country. And if you go back through and listen to that interview, which I made sure to do, where J.D. Vance said it, it was in a month. It wasn't factual. He was throwing ideas out, right? And I'm not trying to be an apologist for him. I'm not. There's plenty of people in conservative talk radio that just play the apologist game. But I listened to it. I thought critically. And did he ask the question? He did ask the question whether people who didn't have children. Now, the biological children's one thing. I think you could disambiguate that. I think he went back and said, you know, stepchildren or nieces or nephew. His idea was for people making decisions for the short term politically and not for the long term if they didn't have younger people that they cared about. So you can disagree with that, but is that weird? You can say that's wrong, but is it weird? So the weird message appears to have given the Democrats a narrative advantage when they what they rarely had when President Joe Biden was running for re-election. Well, that's for sure, because you want to play the weird game. Trump's campaign, which often shapes political discussions with the former president's pronouncements, has spent days trying to flip the script by highlighting things about the Democrats they say are weird. In this story, this is interesting. So this guy's a GW. It said David Karf, a strategic communications professor at George Washington University, says this. I don't know who came up with the message, but I salute them. Maybe I can get a job at George Washington University being a professor, because old, just some guy here. I knew that came from Tom Walz. So Tom Walz is the governor of Minnesota, Democrat governor of Minnesota. He's an interesting guy. He's one that I would think probably would be on the short list for a VP nominee for Kamala Harris. He is a seemingly moderate Democrat. He's done a lot in a state that is purple, right? It's certain areas of Minnesota are pretty red. Obviously in the metros, very blue. But he's done a good job of, I think he has a 60 some odd percent approval rate in Minnesota. So Tom Walz was the first one that started coming out and saying that these things J.D. Vance said and the Republicans are weird. And he was just doing it as like matter of fact. Hey, you know, don't y'all think it's weird, or don't you guys, or whatever you say, don't you guys think this is weird? So Tom Walz was the person who was saying that out there, which also makes me wonder if the Harris campaign and the Republicans are now, I mean, the Democrats and the Harris campaign are running with this, that Republicans are weird. Does that mean maybe that's the person that Kamala Harris might choose for a VP? Since they're, I'd have no inside information other than just going, hey, they're using his saying here kind of as their line. So yeah, it's the idea is the, so Tom Walz was talking about it now, Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, and Democrats at all are talking about how the Republicans are weird. And that's their attack. Is that enough to, so it was Orange Man bad, right? That was before. Orange Man's bad. Biden's doddering but good. And now they can't do that, so the Republicans are weird? What is weird? Who defines weird out there? This thing, let's see. All right, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. So here you go. A Democrat who's on Harris's shortlist for vice president called Trump and Vance just weird. Responding to Trump's Thursday appearance on Fox News and the Harris campaign in a news release with the subject statement on a 78-year-old criminal's Fox News appearance included Trump is old and quite weird in a bulleted list of takeaways. Is she opening up a flank here? If Kamala Harris, maybe in her insular world in Washington or back in California, she seems normal. There's a whole bunch of people of different political persuasions in the United States that would look at her life as weird, things she's into, things she advocates for. But that's it. That's if that's the best the Dems can come up with right now to try to swing undecided voters that the Republicans are weird, I think they're going to lose. All right, coming right back. More of your calls and texts, 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:55, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. April Marie Fogel joining me a little after 1 o'clock. Then to the text line. Now, T-Bone says, instead of term limits, how about, let's see, that term limits, how about a mandatory retirement age for Supreme Court? We would see more teenagers nominated. You know, they talked about that on the presidency, right? Making it a, I think I've, people talking about, well, you know, you have the lower end, I think 35 to be president, and then say put a top end. I called it a slot limit, right? It'd be the presidential slot. I don't think that's a good idea. Because if you look, you could be, I would love to have younger leadership out there, for sure. At the same time, their cognitive ability is not based on age. There are people in their 60s that have the, you know, have declined cognitive ability. I used to work with some of them. And then there's people in their 80s, you know, they're sharp as a tack. So, you know, it's to say that it seems arbitrary to put the age on it. And then he goes on to say, did you read the article about J.D. Vance's tranny college friend? It's a genius way to turn Trumpers against Vance. So I have read about that. And J.D. Vance is like, I think a normal, those things I don't think are weird. I think it's, he had a person that he liked who was trans. And they were friends. Like this idea, and we're going to get to this next hour. I'm going to play some of this Zoom call with the Karens for Kamala, the white women for Kamala thing, and how they had some white woman on there telling other white people how they should speak with minorities, indigenous, and people of whatever. She has the acronym there. And I'm going to get on this in a little bit. How about you just talk to people like they're human beings? You know, on the trans thing, too, and I think it may be surprising in the world of Trump supporters out there, there's probably a lot of people who go, listen, unless you're trying to say that a biologically born boy can compete in women's sports, or you want to make changes before you're 18, outside of that, live and let live. I don't care. Doesn't affect my liberty. Live your life. I think there's a lot more of that. out there. So I don't, you know, and also on that same thing, T-Bone, would people who were going to vote for Trump say some story out there that J.D. Vance had a trans friend when he was at Yale, I think, and therefore they're not going to vote for Trump? That, I mean, who are they going to vote for, Kamala? Dems will get to call him out for changing positions, and the GOP will be angry that he ever had the former stance. But where are those votes going to go? Right? I mean, where are they going to go? This texter said, what's the latest on Chief Prine? You know, since I talked to him last week, I don't think anything has changed. But in that kind of in that universe, I think this may be a tell of what may happen in the future. My friend Andrew Ramey, shout out. Said has a story up, fired cyber commander planning defamation suit against Mobile. So it's Kevin Levy. We talked with, you know, his attorney last week on the station as well, that he's going to file this, a defamation suit saying the surrounding accusations of wrongdoing related to cyber consulting contract tarnish his reputation, cause severe emotional distress. I have a feeling there's going to be more than one of these kind of lawsuits come out. So I think that may be what's next, but we'll see. At least Levy's on that. Okay, coming back, April Marie Fogel. We got lots to do in hour number two, so please stay right there.
Since 19. 19-